This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This summer, we're visiting locations where great American movies were filmed, places that are essential to the character of those films. Our series is called On Location, and to kick it off, we asked our correspondent John Burnett, who's based in Austin, Texas, to go west, to Marfa, Texas. That's the site of the 1956 epic Giant, and two modern-day Oscar winners, No Country for Old Men and There Will Be Blood.
The drive-in movie critic Joe Bob Briggs says filmmakers like to set movies in Texas because evil thrives in Texas. Filmmakers especially like West Texas, a landscape of limitless desolation and possibilities onto which they can project greed, lust, and violence.
I am Chip Love. I'm the president of the Marfa National Bank, and the reason you're interviewing me today is because of a small part I had in the film No Country for Old Men.
Love sits in the conference room of his bank. He's affable, direct, and self-deprecating, just like a West Texan. His character in No Country is a salesman driving along a lonesome highway when he gets pulled over by a police car driven by a psychopathic hitman played by Javier Bardem.
Frankly, at this point, I've decided I carried that film because of all of the lines that I had, which is, what's this about? It's challenging, it's a lot to remember, and I was able to remember it. What's this about?
Howdy, what's this about?
Step out of the car, please, sir.
What is that?
I need you to step out of the car, sir.
What is that for?
Would you hold still, please, sir?
Bardem smiles and fires a cattle bolt gun into the banker's forehead. Definitely evil. But why Marfa?
Yeah, that's a good question. The artist would tell you that Marfa has great light. I don't know how to quantify the light. Other than that, I know we have some beautiful sunsets. There's still plenty of places you can get and not see anything man-made. Maybe the camera likes that.
The tiny town is a pinprick on the great Trans-Pecos region of far west Texas. The odd name, Marfa, bestowed by a railroad man's wife, comes from a character in a Dostoevsky novel. The town is surrounded on all sides by immense cattle ranches, the edge of vision bounded by blue mountains.
We still are some of the wide open, just pretty country that you don't really get to see anywhere else. You can see those mountains we're looking at over there 20 miles away.
That's David Williams, manager of the McGuire Ranch, where the movie There Will Be Blood was shot in 2006. The fourth-generation cattleman spent the morning separating yearlings from mama cows. Williams has come to like movie people. He says they're fun, and they help the declining ranch economy. He even earned an executive producer credit on There Will Be Blood. His duties included helping to erect a turn-of-the-century drilling derrick.
It was great big old huge thing, and they ended up burning it down in the movie, you know, and that's kind of sad seeing it burn down, but after they'd spent several months building it.
In the movie, the actor Daniel Day-Lewis plays a ruthless California oil man who hits a gusher.
What are you looking so miserable about? There's a whole ocean of oil under our feet. No one can get at it except for me.
With the Hollywood types, it doesn't hurt that Marfa is, well, a different sort of Texas town. With a population of 2,000, Marfa has one blinking traffic light, but 14 art galleries, an independent bookstore, and an organic grocery. In red, red West Texas, it went for Barack Obama. Are you getting the picture?
Two double iced lattes, please.
In the land that created the Highland Hereford cattle breed, it is now possible to get a specialty coffee served by a young man with a verse from the French poet Rimbaud tattooed on his forearm.
Thank you, Ariel.
Times have changed. On the edge of town, there's a new hotel called El Cosmico, where you can stay in a vintage trailer, a yurt, or a teepee.
I'm Liz Lambert. I own El Cosmico. I also come from a ranching family that's been out in the Big Bend region, far west Texas, for decades.
Though ranching is still the region's mainstay, Marfa's artistic side has been growing ever since the artist Donald Judd came here in the 1980s. He was attracted by the primordial emptiness of the country, where he installed large-scale steel and concrete sculptures. Liz Lambert is a successful hotelier in Austin, but she says her heart is in the Trans-Pecos.
My grandfather would always say, you can see clear into next week. And I think that probably translates magically onto film.
There have been other movies shot out here over the years, Andromeda Strain, Fandango, The Good Old Boys. But Marfa's place in movie history begins in 1955 with Giant. The 3.5-hour epic about the clash between a rancher and an oil man starred Elizabeth Taylor, Rock Hudson, and James Dean. Dean played Jet Rink, the ranch hand turned oil tycoon.
I'm going to have more money than you ever thought you could have. You and all the rest of you stinking sons of Benedicts.
Leslie, you go out in the house. Take the women with you.
Giant junkies have been visiting Marfa for decades, but the current newcomers seem puzzled by the film's cult following. Allison Feeney is a 26-year-old Californian teaching art classes in town.
Now, I saw the movie when we came into town. It was hard to watch. It was just it was long, you know. It's not the same pace as contemporary movies, and that's the problem.
Despite being a period piece, Giant, more than any other movie made around Marfa, features the sprawling, windblown landscape as a character. Giant was shot on the Ryan Ranch, west of town, a sea of rippling, wheat-colored grama grass, more than 1.5 times the size of Manhattan. Ranch owner Clay Evans, now 75 years old, was 19 when the crew and cast arrived on his family's ranch. All the cowboys gawked at 23-year-old Liz Taylor.
Oh, I remember Liz Taylor, she came out of here, and we all looked at her, and she cussed a lot, and we thought she was good-looking, but we didn't pay much attention to her.
George Stevens, who won the Oscar for Best Director, paid $20,000 to use the Ryan Ranch, cattle and horses included. Today, the skeleton of the towering giant mansion still stands. Last month, Mr. Evans put his ranch up for sale.
I can't get around, and I can't tend to it. Nobody else to tend to it. So I've got to sell it.
Asking price? Just under $29 million. At that price, no one expects the new owners to buy the ranch purely for cattle. Increasingly, the worth of this desert grassland around Marfa is measured in its austere beauty. Late-breaking gossip, movie scouts were in town recently looking for a location to shoot a remake of The Lone Ranger. John Burnett, NPR News.
At NPR.org, you can watch scenes from There Will Be Blood and see photos of the mansion from Giant, what it looked like then, and what it looks like now.